We all wake up a bit grumpy sometimes, and we can't always be in a good mood. But is there anything we can do to control our moods and anger? Here in the studio, we have anger management expert Richard Davies to answer that very question. Richard, welcome. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, good. So you're not angry, I imagine.
No, not today. Although that's not to say I don't ever get hot under the collar.
Joking aside, you've lectured and written about anger management, so can you tell our eager listeners how to approach and respond to fits of anger and fury?
Of course. And in fact, you've answered your own question there. It's all in how you approach and react to things. Like everything, it's up to the individual to see things in a positive and rational light.
Easier said than done. It's difficult to have that perspective in the heat of the moment, don't you think?
Well, of course it is. No one said it was easy.
So what triggers anger? Does it come down to character, or is it brought on only by circumstances?
A bit of both, really. You do meet people in life who can seem very angry or aggressive. However, anger is normally triggered by an inexplicable state or confrontation with a friend or partner. Sometimes, an innocent comment can cause someone to fly off the handle. Of course, there may be some deep-rooted resentment there that needs to be addressed. If you do fly off the handle at any given moment, you should be asking yourself why. Is it really anger at the person you're confronting, or is it coming from within?
That sounds like a psychologist's interpretation.
Well, naturally. It's a pathological state that can be explained and treated by psychology.
So, going back to what you were saying, in a heated argument, one should just keep cool? Sometimes that's just not possible.
No, it's not easy. But these are skills, and you have to practice to acquire them. Psychologists say that during a heated row, you should remain direct, honorable, focused, forgiving, and courageous, among many other things.
Wow, that's an awful lot to remember when you're so livid you can't think clearly.
Yes, I suppose it is, but it's worth practicing. Imagine, a life without pent-up resentment and anger would benefit everyone. Basically, what we say you should strive for is assertive communication rather than explosive tantrums. And the best way to achieve that is by communicating and dealing with your feelings as they emerge and not by bottling them up.
That all sounds very reasonable, but how about if these techniques don't work? Is there anything else you can do?
Yes. If you need more help, you could always try meditating or breathing exercises. It's another form of training the brain to think and react in a different way.
Well, that was most interesting. Thank you, Richard, for coming in today and speaking to us.